Okay, Tehillim Kuf Mem Ches, the third Hallelujah. When you have to skip and daven if you come late. So this Hallelujah is one of the last things you skip. It's a crucial one. What is happening over here? We're going to be walking through all of the world from the tops of the Shemayim down to the land. And every part, every step of the way, every journey, we'll be praising Hashem. And it goes like this. Hallelujah, Hallelujah, Hashem min Hashemayim, Hallelujah, Mamroimim. So the Shemayim and the Mamroimim, these are the highest parts in Shemayim. And we're saying how Hashem is everywhere. And as we're going down, 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 every step of the way, we'll be praising Hashem and they are praising Hashem. So in the highest of the heavens, Shemayim and the Mamroimim will be praising Hashem. Pazik Beis and Gimel, the next level down. So the Malachim and the Tzva'av, all the other celestial beings, the Shemayim, the moon and the sun and all the stars, all of them, the next level down, praising Hashem. Then we move down, Pasuk Dalet, Pasuk Dalet, Halu Shmei Hashemayim, Vamayim Hashem El Hashemayim, which is the water on top of Shemayim, and then the Shemayim. That's the next level down, under the moon and under the stars. They're also praising Hashem. Then we move to Pasuk Hey, Yihalu Hashem Hashem Ki Hutziva V'Nivra'u. So here, this is like the divider between the Shemayim and the Aretz. And here it's saying how we're praising Hashem, the Tziva V'Nivra'u, because all the celestial beings were created and there's no change. The way they are is, the way they are created is the way they stay. Yesh Me'ayin, Hashem created the Shemayim and the stars and the moons, and there's no change. They stay exactly tziva v'nivra'u, as opposed to what happens on the land. You have trees, you have grass, you have growth, you have humans reproducing. There's a lot of change. But here, this pasuk, we're praising Hashem for the Shemayim and everything above, and that was tziva v'nivra'u, directly, exactly the way Hashem created it. These things, these celestial beings, are something which never changes here forever, right? The Shemayim, Aretz, they here forever, as opposed to humans, as opposed to things on the land, they change. Why? Because we have Bechira and they don't. So therefore, Pasuk Hei Vav kind of goes together. Tzivav and Ro'u, everything from Shemayim and up, created and not changed, and will be here forever. There will be no change in them. Now, Pasuk Zion starts what's going on the ground. Haluath Hashem min ha'aretz, tanina v'chol tohimais. We're going to tap in now to the four yisaitis. The world is made up of four things: water, wind, dirt, and fire. Those are the four yisaitis that make up the world. And now we'll be praising Hashem for all of those. So, Haluath Hashem min ha'aretz, from the aretz, tanina v'chol tohimais, which is referring to the waters. Pasuk Ches, Eish, Uvarad, Shelag, the Kitar, there's a fire, hail, snow. These things are, and the Kitar is in part of Eish. And then we have Ruach Sara, also the winds. So these are all the four yisoidis of the world, of the physical world down here. All of these things are also being used. We're praising Hashem for them. Then we start moving up, Pasuk Tes, Hehari V'chol Tuvois, Eish, Pri V'chol Arizim. The mountains and all the heights, and then the trees which growing out of the ground. Also, these are places where Hashem has come and is, and we're praising Hashem from all these things. And then Pasuk Yud, Hachayav Chol Behema, Reves V'tzipor Kanav. Well, now we're talking about the things that were created, like the animals and the birds. Right, some were created on the fifth day of creation, some were created on the sixth day of the creation. Both here, we're talking about both of them, the Chai and Behema that were on the sixth day, and the Remes and the Tzipor and the Kanaf that were created on the fifth day, as the Malam points out. Then Pasuk Yiraf and Beis, referring to the humans. Malchei Eretz, Cholumim, all the kings, Sarim, the princes, Chol Shoftei Eretz, the judges, Bachurim and Gambesulais, men and women, Zekanim and Arim, young and old. All these people, we're all the Medabrim. These are the people that can talk, they can speak. They also are all praising Hashem, and Hashem created all of them. Then we end up pasuk Yigimel Yudalet Yehalu Hashem Hashem Ki Niskav Shema Levadai Hoyo Alas Shemayim. which is even though we are Baal Bechira, we have the ability to choose, we can choose, Hashem is still way better than all of us. And this is something which we have to recognize, and we're praising Hashem for all that these creations from the Shemayim down and then back up again. And we end up by Yarim Kerel Amatilach Chasidah Bnei Yisrael Am Koroi VaHalia. Hashem wants us to be close to Him. Hashem is close to us. By us being close to Him, it lifts us up. And this is the Chasidim, the ones that are really going to be close to Hashem, can praise Hashem. So this is Perek Kuf Mem Ches. Really, it's taking us on a tour of the world, what Hashem created, and how we're praising Hashem at every step, starting from the Shemayim down to the ground, up through the creations. The Baal Bechira, the not Baal Bechira, we're all praising Hashem, and that brings us close to Hashem, and that uplifts us. Tehillim Kuf Mem Ches.